made the U.S. Navy's most advanced warship, the future USS Zumwalt. The U.S. Navy's newest and most technologically advanced surface ship, future USS Zumwalt, DDG-1000, recently departed Bath Iron Works, marking the beginning of a three-month journey to its new home port in San Diego. Crewed by 147 sailors, Zumwalt is the lead ship of a class of next-generation multi-mission destroyers designed to strengthen U.S. naval power. Named for Admiral Elmo R. Bud Zumwalt Jr., former Chief of Naval Operations, CNO from 1970 to 1974, the Zumwalt class features an electric propulsion system, a wave-piercing tumble-home hull, stealth design, and the latest U.S. military technology. As the DDG-1000 sails into open water, Zumwalt is once again on active service in the U.S. Navy, said Captain James A. Kirk, Zumwalt's commanding officer. DDG-1000 will be the first U.S. Navy combatant surface ship to utilize an integrated power system, IPS, to provide electric power for propulsion and ship services. The IPS generates approximately 78 megawatts of power, nearly what a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier generates, to meet the total ship electric power requirements and provide extra capacity to accommodate future weapons and computing systems. In addition to its advanced weapon and propulsion systems, Zumwalt is much larger than today's destroyers. At 610 feet long and 80.7 feet wide, Zumwalt is 100 feet longer and 13 feet wider, and its flight deck is 93% larger than an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer. In preparation for Zumwalt's departure from Bath, the crew recently completed an engineering light-off assessment and crew certification to ensure the ship's readiness to join the surface fleet. The 147 sailors of Zumwalt, DDG-1000, have completed the training and certifications required of them in record time. They have demonstrated superb technical expertise, teamwork, and toughness over the last 3 months, said Kirk. The USS Zumwalt will be formally commissioned during Fleet Week Maryland in Baltimore, October 15. Following the commissioning ceremony, Zumwalt will begin its transit to San Diego, making several port visits en route. Upon arrival in San Diego, she is scheduled to take part in a post-delivery availability and mission systems activation and is expected to be integrated into the fleet in 2018 following test and evaluation. We take a great deal of pride in our namesake, Admiral Zumwalt, and are committed to honoring him through our service, said Kirk. For Navy news from across the pond, check out Royal Navy Test Drone Speedboat on the Thames.